wondered amongst themselves what I would do next. After all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Well, gentlemen, I said, I've studied the math, and if what I am thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world for whoever can break through the ice. And I looked round the room, and that way I once had, you could tell that they wanted belief. So I said, all I got are my guts and my God, and I paused. And the Annabelle Lee, well, the Annabelle Lee, you could see their eyes shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, the beautiful Annabelle Lee. Sail, and the crowd waved from shore and on board. The crew raised their hats. But I've never had family, just the Annabelle Lee, so I never had cause to look back. I just set our course north, and I studied the charts. And at night as I drifted towards sleep, I dreamed of the fine, deep harbor we'd find past the ice for the Annabelle Lee. And after that it got cold, the world got quiet, it was never quite day or quite night. The sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of ice, till at last all around us was fastness, one vast glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's sighs. The crew huddled closer, at first for the comfort. Each morning would bring a new set of tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world, till I was the only one left. After that it gets cloudy, and it seems like I lay there for days or maybe for months. But Annabelle held me, the two of us happy, to think back on all we had done. She gave up her body to me as I chopped up her mainsail for timber. We talked about all we had still yet to see. As the frost turned her moorings to nine tails and the wind lashed her sides in the cold, I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her hold. And I won't call it rescue, but they brought me back here to the old world to drink and decline, to pretend that the search for another new world had been well worth the burning of mine. But sometimes to my dreams in the nights comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile to myself thinking Annabelle Lee finally made it to another new world.